From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama has repeated his regret for the deaths of two hostages in a U.S. counterterrorism operation. Speaking in Washington to members of the U.S. intelligence community, Mr. Obama said that the news that American aid worker Warren Weinstein and Italian Giovanni Laporto had been killed was hard for him to absorb.
But the one thing I wanted everybody to know, because I know you, because I work with you, because I know the quality of this team, is that we all bleed when we lose an American life.
Mr. Obama's comments came just one day after he announced the deaths of the two hostages who were being held by al-Qaeda on the Afghan-Pakistan border. A U.S. official told VOA Thursday the two men were killed January 14th during airstrikes by drone aircraft. A U.S. Defense Department official says tensions in the Arabian Sea have lessened over the prospect of Iranian ships delivering weapons to Houthi rebels in Yemen. Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren told reporters Friday that an Iranian naval convoy headed for Yemen has changed course and now appears to be on course to return home. The Pentagon had deployed U.S. warships to Yemeni waters to ensure that key Gulf shipping channels would stay open. Also Friday, the United Nations said the civilian death toll since a Saudi-led bombing campaign started late last month is estimated at 551, including 115 children. After a brief calm in the Yemeni capital, Sana'a, the airstrikes continued Friday. Warplanes struck sites in Sana'a and elsewhere suspected of being used by the rebels. This is VOA News. Italian police arrested nine suspected terrorists and were hunting for nine others Friday in a crackdown on a group believed to be linked to deadly attacks in Pakistan and a possible plot to attack the Vatican. Police said the subjects of their nationwide operation were all Pakistanis or Afghans, either directly linked to or inspired by the al-Qaeda terror network. One of the group's reputed goals was to trigger an uprising against the Pakistani government. Prosecutor Mauro Mura told reporters in Sardinia Friday that years of investigation and monitored telephone calls suggested that the Vatican, or even Pope Francis, was a potential target. The United Nations Refugee Agency has praised plans by the European Union to triple its funding for maritime research and rescue operations in the Mediterranean. The UN High Commission for Refugees said Friday that broadening search and rescue operations is an important first step. However, UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards added that refugees have to have some other avenue to get to safety if the problem of deaths at sea is to be solved.
Half those who crossed the Mediterranean in 2014 were people seeking refuge from wars and persecution. And for refugees fleeing war, there has to be some alternative to having to cross the Mediterranean in smugglers' boats.
The decision to increase funding resulted from an emergency meeting on migrant safety Thursday in Brussels. Actor and Hollywood activist Angelina Jolie told the United Nations, that is, that the suffering of Syrian refugees she has met during visits to the region is untenable, and she urged council members to overcome their political divisions and end the conflict. VOA's Margaret Bashir has more.
Jolie Pitt scolded the Security Council for its political divisions and lack of action to resolve the crisis.
The Security Council has powers to address these threats to international peace and security, but those powers lie unused. The problem is not lack of information. We know in excruciating detail what is happening in Yarmouk, in Aleppo, in Homs. The problem is lack of political will.
The Security Council has seen four vetoes from Russia, supported by China, of measures that might have helped halt the conflict and the humanitarian disaster it has created. More than 220,000 Syrians have been killed since 2011, among them some 10,000 children. Nearly 4 million Syrians have become refugees. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
On Wall Street, stock prices closed higher, helped by gains in big technology companies. European stocks were also up. Asian trading was mixed. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.